Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith. Good morning to Jolene.
Good morning, Maman.
And Jolene is representing Parks and Rec and Royal Neighbors because you have an event planned.
We do. We're planning an Earth Day event. The Atlantic Royal Neighbors and the Park and Rec are sponsoring a cleanup at Shellburg's Recreation Area in observance of Earth Day. Earth Day is April 22nd, but it works out better when we do it on a Saturday, so we've decided on Saturday, April 28th.
Okay, so that's a ways away.
Yes,
we're a couple weeks away, but we did that for a couple reasons. One, get it on your calendar. We were just talking about that we don't have it on our calendars or in our phone. However you keep track of what you're doing, it can just fly right by. So get it in there, right?
Yes. Mark the April 28th down from 11 to 1:30.
Okay. And then the other reason is that it's always good to have volunteers. You can't do this day without volunteers. So maybe there's still time for some groups to get some volunteers together.
Yes, this is a good way if you have a project for your Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, to have this as a community service project to come out and help pick up the trash. And we're going to serve you lunch when you do, all the helpers that come out, or any other group in town that wants to come out for a service project.
We have lots of groups in town. And so often they are asked for money. In this case... No money.
No, this is just your time, and it's not very long because if we get enough people out there, we can usually do it in an hour because we really appreciate the people that do use the park because there is not that much litter. The first year we did this, it was really bad. But as years progress, there's less and less litter, but a lot does blow in because the wind is always blowing out there. So we do need to do just a spring pick up, clean up day.
Mm-hmm. And since you first started this a few years ago, you were saying you've been involved at least 7 years, and it's maybe been going on longer than that. But the area to cover has expanded a bit.
It really has. We have a dog park now. We have a campground. And, of course, the trail goes clear out to KJN. So, yes, there is a lot of area to cover now than the first time we did it.
But we'll plan on a nice day. We always want to plan on a nice day. And so you can go out and have fun with your friends or whatever and do a little work at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Be sure and bring your work gloves or plastic gloves if you don't like to pick up stuff with your hands. And, of course, depending on the weather, dress for the weather.
Yes. And, of course, you'll have the bags, and we don't have to take garbage home with us. So you'll prepared.
Seth has two trailers. He'll have one at the east end and one at the west end that you just throw your bags on and
very good. So well organized for sure. So it's a fun kind of thing. It's enjoyable whether you want to come as a group or you just want to come as an individual and kind of think about Earth Day and being outside and just enjoy the whole park there. You know, Jolene, I'm guessing not everybody in Atlantic or the area has been to Shellburg Park.
I meet people all the time that says, "Oh, I've never been out there." You're really missing something if you don't go out. Each year there's things added, and the wildlife out there. And if you have a dog, they say the dog, I don't have a dog, I've got cats right now. They say the dog park is just wonderful for your dog to exercise in.
Yeah, they have some jumping things and so on. It's not just a fenced-in area, right?
Oh, no, they have exercise things too, yeah, whatever they're called.
I don't have a dog either, but I've heard that there's things. So the dogs can have a good time. And, you know, on TV, I see people saying their dogs are having a play day.
Yeah, this is a play day out there. And there is some shade. If we ever get sunshine, there is some shade out there. And we've planted trees and that. And it's just nice for the dogs to go out and be off their leash and run around a while.
Yeah, be safe. Very good. Yes. So, of course, we start out saying, this is available all the time in terms of the park, but this particular day on the 28th, we're celebrating Earth Day. So what's that all about?
Well, it was founded by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970, and he led to the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the passage of the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and Endangered Species Act. Earth was just getting very cluttered at that time, and he wanted to focus on getting it cleaned up and the oil spills and that. Mm-hmm. So he just started the Earth Day. Some of the acts of green were composting, the use of disposable plastic foam and paper products, buy local produce, which Produce in the Park is coming up.
May 31, yep.
Buy local, recycle as much as you can, recycle your e-waste, which is your electronic devices, and I think they have that every once in a while in Atlantic, and junk mail, plant trees. I know Trees Forever are planting trees all the time, and reduce food waste.
Oh, that's a biggie, Jolene.
Oh, it is, yes.
If you're at all aware of the amount of food that we waste, it's just unbelievable.
Just go to the school sometime and see how much food is thrown away. It kind of breaks your heart to see all this food thrown away.
Yeah, but we need to look at ourselves, too. I know there are things that go, oh, my goodness, that was at the back of the refrigerator. Yeah. I should have used that a long time ago. And, you know, for me, it's not a lot, but it all adds up. So thank goodness I have a compost pile at home. I don't put it in the landfill. But landfills are just filling up with food.
Oh, they are,
It's ridiculous.
I'm with you. I was cleaning out my refrigerator the other day, and I thought, oh, how long has this been in there?
Yeah. So there were a couple of other things on the list that I thought we might comment. One on the reducing use of plastic bags, and there are some cities that are outlawing plastic bags at the grocery store and other stores.
There are. We went to Denmark and Sweden probably 20-some years ago now, and there they do not give you plastic bags. You have to bring your own cloth bags. So I got in the habit of keeping a cloth bag in my purse.
Yeah.
Because you either carry it in your hands or no bags.
So it's interesting that you say you learn.
Yeah.
I mean, so you changed. So I know people are going, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. But obviously it is possible to change habits. And sometimes we have to take drastic steps to do that. So I don't know where people listening are, on which side of that they're on, whether they think that's a really silly thing for towns to do or whether they think, well, everybody could just take a bag. There are lots of free bags available to take with you.
I was going to say, if you go to Produce in the Park, every year you get a free bag, so there's no reason why you couldn't have bags to carry your groceries.
And they're nice and sturdy. And I know there are other places that give away those bags, too. Yeah. So,
or you can buy them,
yes,
I'm sure.
You know, I actually broke down one time and bought kind of a smaller one that it had a picture on it I liked, and so I spent, I think, $1. But I'm still using it, you know. It's there and ready to use.
They're very reasonable.
Yes. And on recycling, one of the things that we perhaps need to remind people is our local landfill has that special area where you can take the paint and pesticides, all those things that should not go in the landfill. They're very gracious about helping you know what you could bring and setting up a time to bring that. Last spring, I was cleaning out my garage. I think I took two different carloads of things. It accumulates.
Yes,
you know?
It does. I know. We've cleaned out our basement and taken things out there,
too.
Yeah,
so you have to call, make an appointment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not in Cass County, you're not in that landfill, check locally in wherever you're taking your garbage and recyclables and see what kind of opportunities you have, because those are really nasty things to throw in the landfill. So we have a lot of opportunities to do those acts of green.
Yes, we do.
So it's just thinking and making a habit. Sometimes our habits are hard to change, Jolene.
Yes, hard to break.
So you mentioned the dog park. I want to go back to the park, all this work that Parks and Rec does. What's new there? What's going to happen next?
They're putting up a playground, and I think it's the end of May. It's a couple days, the end of May. They've already got the playground. It's here. It's been in storage all winter. Over by the campground, they're putting up this playground. They're putting up a shelter, which we received some grant money the other day, at the west end. So hopefully next year we will have a shelter to be under and won't be standing out in the dirt or mud or whatever it is that time of the year. And there's just all as soon as the weather breaks, they're going to get that trail back into the south where it breached. But It's just been too wet, too mm-hmm. cold, one thing after another. So,
well, and you just had to walk around it. But it'll be nice to have it done.
Yeah.
So I know you and the Parks and Rec Board and Seth Stasshelm, who heads all that up, and some other people I know work on that, really have done so many different things to offer to not only Atlantic residents but to people around the area.
There's a Boy Scout that's going to finish his two shelters, too. They're just a one picnic table shelter, but he will finish them this year.
Great. Okay, remind us again when we need to come help.
Okay, we are going to celebrate Earth Day on Saturday, April 28th at the west entrance to Shelburgh's Recreation Area is where we'll meet, and the plastic bags and everything will be. And you can pick your own area and just go clean up whatever you find around that. Bring gloves, plastic gloves, whatever, at 11 a.m. And we will serve lunch at noon to all the helpers. The plastic bags will be provided. And this kind of sounds silly, but it's going to be canceled if it's raining or snowing. You never know.
You never know. Okay, thanks so much, Jolene Smith, for coming in. And until next time, remember to celebrate Earth Day.